Get rid of this goddamn car.
I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Bring back the fucking Quaaludes.
Andy, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Nudus.
One more time?
Nudus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke is billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do
tonight
is leave. So all of you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you like my cigarette graveyard over there? It's pretty gross.
It's pretty fucking
gross. It's pretty disgusting. Speaking of sick and disgusting... You've been, like, you had, like, conjunctiva flu virus or whatever.
Yeah, vaginitis.
Yeah, you've had something.
Dude, we've had something. I think the whole town is sick.
The whole world is sick right now. Everybody's got it.
Yeah, we had to take a week off, you know?
I've been fucking pretty dead.
Yeah, I mean, you started it, like, what, Sunday? And then I got sick on, like, Monday.
I drove home, like, 2 hours. I drove home 2 hours and then, like, fucking... I had to pull over and take a nap and sleep for 2 hours before I could drive those 2 hours home.
Yeah. This was your role reversal for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You got all the Polacks sick.
Yeah.
You came in.
I don't even know any Polacks other than you.
You fucked us all up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I gave you Indian blankets this year.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the disease giver. I'm the colonizer.
You're like, this is payback, bitch. Thanks for the turkey,
I'm still in the fucking pit.
The pit. Dude, I am in the sick dungeon pit right now.
Yeah.
It is not. I mean, my house right now is
I'm
just
like
as
on
bad.
The couch. My fucking coffee table's covered in garbage.
We had to do an emergency wipe down. Because the tissue box was stuck to the coffee table.
Yeah, I don't know how that fucking happened. I don't know how the fuck the table got sticky.
I tried to move it up and it was like...
It's just like I oozed like fucking like slime or something.
Yeah.
I just leaked it out of my orifices.
We're in Slimer's basement.
We're in the slime. Listen, slime, you don't know shit.
If Ghostbusters character wise, you probably are Slimer, and I'm Jetpuff. I'm Jetpuff.
I'm the dog. I'm the demon dog.
Oh yeah,
I'm Zulu's demon dog or whatever.
I'm the black Ghostbuster.
Yeah, you're like, damn, I'm getting the hell out of here. I can't do this. Hell
no. Was that him in the movie?
What?
He was like the stereotypical black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
That's awesome. He
was straight up like, I'm the new Ghostbuster, and I'm getting the hell out of here. And then there was like that fucking like 80s laugh track.
Damn. A laugh track in a movie?
Yeah.
That rocks. Well, then
it would freeze frame of him like smiling as the laugh track goes, and then he was like, Scooby-Doo run out of the room. I'm just describing like Ghostbusters to you because you've never seen the movie.
I've seen it. It's just been a long time.
You've never seen Ghostbusters 2, so.
Oh, fuck Ghostbusters 2.
That's the one with the black guy, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, the first one had a black guy.
No.
Really? Shit, maybe I haven't seen him. I thought there was the four.
Wait.
There was like the funny guy, the science guy, the Jewish guy, and the black guy.
I could be retarded right now.
I think you're retarded.
I could be retarded.
I've been kind of owning you on facts for the past couple weeks. And for a guy who's ever seen Ghostbusters, it is kind of impressive.
I don't know. I am sick.
Yeah. We're sick. We're dying.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
But we're bringing...
There was the black guy. But every time he speaks, there's a laugh track. And then... it freeze frames on his face and he's smiling. And
I think you're thinking of the Ghostbusters porn that you watched the other
day.
No,
I'm thinking of the Ghostbusters movie.
Oh.
Damn, everybody's old as fuck now.
The adult movie.
That's crazy.
Where Slimer just comes out of people's cocks.
Yeah, Slimer just oozes out of Bill Murray.
Oh, God. God, dude. You haven't been like this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, well.
Carry the show.
Fuck, what the hell was I doing the other day? Yeah, no, we've been fucking sick and dying for like a week. And we just, we didn't talk for like 4 days because neither of us could talk.
Yeah, Slimer oozes out of Bill Murray's cock. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. As the mucus oozes out of my lungs.
Damn, you know what? I had shit to say, but I honestly cannot remember.
Yeah, you need to wake the fuck up. I'm going to throw a coffee.
We're feverish. Feverish.
I'm still sick. Maybe I should just call out today.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine you trying to work right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with like how public the job is.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd probably be good tomorrow.
Give myself
just
because
you
day.
Need to. Yeah, just give yourself a day.
It's like I'll start like coughing horribly if I like.
You can't do
myself.
That in yeah. You can't do that at hospice where you work.
Yeah, I can't do that at the fucking old folks home where I work.
Yeah, are you
the retirement home?
Yeah, I like how to open up the bag of popcorn, you move your mic away from your face and towards the popcorn bag.
Yeah, I had to make sure everybody could hear that I'm a fat fucking piece of shit.
Dude, that is the biggest sack of popcorn. It was only like $5.
I hope the mic's picking this up.
It totally is.
Quality.
Yeah. Somehow your apartment sounds worse than my garage.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Cause yeah, I don't know. It was a joke.
I've actually got like soundproofing in here.
Yeah, it's called insulation. It's been a thing since the 60s. Yeah.
Damn, I am sick as fuck.
Yeah. I didn't realize how sick we were until we started recording. I started my new job on Monday, and that's when I got, like, a fever. And I was like, listen, I know this is a scumbag move, but I'm dying. Oh. They want me to go door-to-door selling knives to people.
Yeah, I'm viciously broke right now, so it's like I need the money.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, just take a day off. Or not. You could wait for them to try to send your ass home. Especially because your ass
They'd
is only working.
They'd probably be like, you didn't think to take a COVID test? And I was like, no.
You did.
I don't believe in fake news.
I don't believe in COVID.
I don't believe in Chinese fake news.
Yeah. They're like, you didn't think to take a COVID test? You look at them right in the eyes and you're like, trust the plan.
Listen, as a Chinese man, I do not believe in fake news from China.
A Chi-Com national.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you would do well in China.
I'm a national hero over there.
Yeah. Because you also hate human rights or whatever they're doing. Yeah. Whatever the fuck they're doing.
I hate everybody.
Yeah. You hate everyone and especially their rights.
Yeah, I hate that I have rights.
Yeah, you hate property rights because you don't have any.
No. I don't own anything.
I mean, why would we?
I literally don't own anything.
Yeah.
I live in a cardboard box outside.
Right. One of our buddies was talking to us about, like, a TV that they let you have for free, but they just make money off of, like, analyzing what you watch and what you do on your couch.
Yeah.
You heard about that
they
one,
right?
They
just scan your fat content, and they're like, yeah, this guy obviously loves Oreos, so we're going to market Oreos to him.
Yeah. Haven't they done studies that, like, literally, like, there's been studies that are like, you know, ads don't really work. Like, I've seen that, which is bizarre because everyone still busts a nut for them.
I think ads do work.
I mean, certain kinds, yes, but, like, how many times have you looked up a medication ad? Like, damn, I guess I do have migraines. Let me look this one up. Like, never.
I don't think the medicine ones work, but it is weird to fucking see them all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
How many ads have you followed through on podcasts? This is a touchy subject. Where this will lead
none
us
of
right.
Them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I don't buy shit.
Yeah. This is going to lead great into our ad break.
Yeah, dude. This is our first ad break, and that's a 10-minute mark.
Yeah.
I'm also in my panties.
Yeah.
Javen has to see my balls fall out of my woman's underwear.
That's nice. He's got little baby balls. Damn, that's the reach on that's crazy. You could probably take that into the bathroom, take a shit.
Oh, I could take it a lot of places.
Did I wake you up this morning?
No.
No? Interesting. Interesting.
No, I was laying here on the couch and I had my hand up my ass.
Yeah.
I was fingering myself and you fucking interrupted my masturbation session.
Yeah. You're rubbing your balls like a clit. And then I came and pounded on your door.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. But I am a woman. And I have a fat clit. So don't shame me for having a massive clit.
Hey, listen, man. I was just pointing.
You're just jealous because you don't have one. Okay? And I get it. I get being jealous that you don't have tits and all that.
Damn,
but, sir.
Plot twist.
Sir.
Plot titty twist.
Sir, I'm being misgendered and I don't like it right now.
That's fucked up. Have you ever been has someone ever gotten mad at you for misgendering him?
No.
See, it's like fake. It's just Twitter. It's just clitter.
And I've had that happen with like people's dogs. It's like, it's a boy. I'm like, well, I can't fucking flip your dog over and see its cock, so.
Yeah, the suburban Christian whites have been complaining about misgendering far before pink-haired fat
it's
monsters.
It's always been about their fucking dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't give a shit. It's a mutt.
Right.
I'm gonna shit on my lawn anyways. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know why they always. Why do pet owners get so defensive about the gender of their animal?
I don't know.
I'm sorry I didn't inspect your dog's balls to make sure it was a male or not.
I'm sorry I didn't flip your dog over and suck it off.
I've been corrected on lizards. Right.
You can't even tell what a lizard is. Dude. You gotta like flip it over and push out its like. Its cloaca.
You gotta fuck its like egg hole or whatever. That was a good.
Everything hole.
Right. The little. Do they have? Do lizard? No, lizards don't have balls. Never mind. I don't think they have balls. No. Do they? Be cool if they did. What if you had like a bearded dragon with some big ass balls just dragging around?
I bet like a hemi bean or whatever the fuck you want to describe that as.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
They blow loads, though, lizards.
They blow chunks.
Wow.
Chunks.
I want a lizard that blows massive loads.
Yeah. Why, because you're gay or something?
No, because
you like
cool.
Watching that?
No, imagine, like, your lizard comes as much as you do. A
you're just hanging
human.
Out in your room, like, playing fucking PlayStation 2, and and then all you hear in the background is a lizard just busting a nut. It's like loud and explosive against the fucking glass of the terrarium.
Yeah. Just causes a huge mess. A huge
and like
problem.
The entire fucking cage is like, it smells.
Oh. Oh. Dude, I'm sick. You can't be saying shit like that. That is fucking foul.
I am sick. So I do have a fucking room. I have room to speak here.
Yeah.
I am literally sick. I don't want to hear it from you.
The bearded dragon's just fucking a cricket.
Wow.
I'm like, no, you're supposed to eat it.
It's
He's
like
just
that video
fucking
of the whale using, like, the fish as, like, a fleshlight or whatever.
That is a horrific thought. How small is the whale? How big is the fish?
It's like a beluga whale, and it's like a little, like, fucking trout.
I mean, isn't a blue whale's penis, like, the size of a, like,
I said
a Volkswagen?
Beluga. Not
oh,
blue whale.
A beluga.
You're getting your colors fucked up now.
Yeah, but no, like the... I mean, listen. I'm trying to think. A blue whale's heart is like as big as a Volkswagen. How big is their cock?
As big as your forehead.
That is incredibly small.
No, you've got a big fucking forehead.
I do not.
You got a massive forehead.
No, I do not.
That fucking...
You have
that
a way bigger... Dude, you've got that like... You've got that, like, Samsung curved screen forehead.
Listen, I'm making a dent in this popcorn. I don't give a fuck what you have to say right now.
Yeah.
Look at how much I've eaten.
I helped you a little bit, but that is a lot. Nuh-uh. Dude, it's really good. It's like a full-blown, like,
I know you're fat, but you're not as, like, good as eating popcorn as I am.
I 100% am.
Every fucking time I go to the goddamn theater with anyone, they hand me a bucket of popcorn, it's gone within the first 20 minutes of the movie.
That is true. You did plow your popcorn. But so did I. We, like, plowed our popcorn.
Like, Josh has gotten mad at me for it before.
Eating all his popcorn? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, dude, what the fuck? And I'm like, you're being too slow and it's getting cold.
Yeah, you are kind of, when it comes to food and, like, ordering food, you are kind of a femme fatale character. You're like, oh, I guess I'll have two fries.
What do you call me, a woman? Because that's what I identify as.
I
am.
I know, you are a woman when it comes to food.
Exactly. Gender me right.
No, gender me right.
You better be doing that right or I'm going to fucking kick your nuts in. I don't make you a woman.
Schrodinger's genitalia.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
Schrodinger's nutsack.
Yeah, what about that? What about Schrodinger's genitalia?
He's just like, so if I kick the nuts inside, do they exist or do they not exist?
No, I'm not thinking as like a theoretical philosophy. I mean the idea of looking at someone and you can't tell what they have.
Oh.
Until you pull their pants down.
I was thinking
down.
Of like the theoretical, like actual like Schrodinger's cat fucking paradox.
But like you don't know if the cat's dead or alive.
So you don't know if their nuts are rotting off?
No, you don't know if they have a cock or not. That's the point.
What I was getting at.
Sorry.
I was like, you kick their nuts in. Are they there or are they not after you kick them in? It's like if there's a box,
right.
You cat in it, you fucking retard.
Right.
I was thinking, there or not.
It's like trying to fuck, but yeah, kicking their theoretical nuts works too. Because there are some like trans bitches out there that look like identical to women.
Yeah, and then like, they pull out a dick bigger than yours,
and then you're like, oh, that's crazy. Shit, dong. That would suck. Your girlfriend is a bigger cock than you.
Yeah, damn. I'm not gay, but my girlfriend is.
Yeah. What sucks about the whole trans movement is that it's like the first comedy that's explored in every show. Do you know what I mean? Like Monty Python would do trans shit. Everyone did like cross dressing as like a bit. And then everyone was like,
it used to be funny. It used to be hilarious.
It is. You know what, dude? I'll be the first to say it.
It still is.
It still is.
And I'll laugh about it till the day I die.
Yeah. Who was, see, we'll be sad when trans humor's gone. Who was sad about blackface?
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, he was sad that it's gone.
He was pretty sad about that.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. They were like, Justin, what are these photos from this Halloween party that you had 10 years ago?
He's like, I didn't even think it was funny then.
I don't know. Fine. I was just like doing a character.
Interesting.
I was in a play earlier that day.
You know, Canada gives us a lot of shit.
I was in the Huckleberry Finn play.
Yeah.
And they had me play that one character.
What'd they call him in the book? What'd they call him? Boop! Fuck. Yeah, Canada gives us a lot of shit, but they're doing some fuck shit up top.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hoity-toity, we love the winter.
Speaking of that, do you know the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat? Go ahead and look that one up.
That's a fun one.
Go ahead and look that one up. I dare you.
Do some homework.
This is now the homework podcast.
That's a good one.
I need you to
one.
Fucking look up the
I don't
name.
Think,
do it right now. We're gonna I give mean, you 10 like, seconds. Okay, we're going to give you 10 seconds of pause. Look it up right now.
Fuck.
Come back to us when you're ready. Okay. Have you done it yet?
Yeah, I don't think it takes 10 seconds to look it up.
You better do it.
Our prime
Come
audience.
On, hurry up.
Yeah.
Okay. You better have looked that up. If you haven't looked that up, I'm going to be mad.
This is the most filler.
You better have submitted like a full-ass entire video essay to me. Send it to the email. You figure it out and find it. I don't know. I'm not going to help you out
there.
You have to send it to me. And I want to see this.
Right. You know, there's like...
I want to see your video essay on this entire cat.
Interesting. Well, no, you know, the Google prompts where you type it in, it's like, you know, do a barrel roll?
Yeah.
What if that was one of them? H.P. Lovecraft's cat. And then you do that, and it's like an anime, like a, you just like ganked someone. Like Rickrolled them with the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rickroll. That's what I just did.
Yeah.
Why are you explaining my joke?
That's not what
you're
it was.
You're explaining the joke.
All right, fine.
I
guess it wasn't well known. It is a fucking fucked up name.
It is.
It's like the most obvious explicit. Like, he just got drunk and said, fuck it, we're going to name it that.
It was like the family cat, too.
So his kids were just calling the cat that? Yeah. Wow, damn.
It was like his childhood cat.
That rocks. That fucking rocks so much.
Fuck, I am sick.
Yeah.
Damn, should I
are you literally out? Just eating popcorn on the pot?
Yeah, like...
That's hilarious.
Keeps the fucking mucus
from... When was the last time you washed that hand?
I don't know. It's kind of been everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust that hand.
My right hand is my everywhere hand.
Oof,
it goes with me everywhere.
Yeah. You sodomize and you jerk off?
No, it just goes with me everywhere. It's attached to me. It's my everywhere hand.
It's your everywhere hand? Damn, I wish I did have detachable...
As opposed to my left hand, which is detachable. Assumingly, because if my right hand is my everywhere hand, then you gotta think, where does the left hand go? Does that go with him everywhere?
Right.
Or does it stay at home and do the dishes and... clean the house and make dinner.
God, I wish I could just leave a hand at home.
No, because I don't love that hand.
Right.
I love the right hand.
What are you getting at here? I'm so confused.
I'm getting at the point that I jerk off with my right hand. Next fucking question.
Weird. Jerking off with the right hand is bizarre.
Well, you're just a fucking spawn
I'm
of Satan because you're left-handed or whatever.
No, I'm right-handed. I'm right-handed. Look at that. You're holding the mic with your left hand. I'm holding it with the right.
Yeah, and I'm eating with my right.
Oh, God. Just imagine you just sleeping in your own cum that you jacked off with your right hand. Woke up to hang out with me and eat popcorn with it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that helping you grip the popcorn? That's why you're such an efficient popcorn eater.
Yeah.
Because your hands are so sticky. It, like,
yes.
Grips the popcorn.
Now you're getting it. Now
wow.
You're getting it.
Fuck, dude.
You're learning the secrets. The fucking tradesman secrets.
You're fucking outclassing me today.
I am fucking on top of the world right now.
It's interwoven.
Yeah.
the narrative.
You really gotta be on top of this shit.
You gotta be paying.
If you're not
attention.
A fucking wizard like I am, if you're not out here casting fucking spells and shit. I got that fucking that D20 roll with the fucking that grip
on gayness.
Mm-hmm.
D20 says that the orc sucks
now. Back to me in women's underwear.
Gosh, should I just do that? Should I just back to you in women's underwear? You should just start wearing G-strings. I feel like they'd be pretty sick.
Yeah,
they probably have like men
just open the front door in a G-string.
That would be amazing. That would be so fucking awesome. You're just playing Rust on the computer and you're G-string.
I'm live streaming.
Yeah.
Damn, that would be tight. G-string.
What color would the G-string be?
Purple.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, because I'm live streaming on Twitch.
Wow. Thematic.
Yeah.
Thematic. It's purple for Twitch.
Yeah, they're sponsoring this.
My cheeks are out for Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably be.
No, I'd get fucking taken down immediately. They're like, you're not a woman.
Yeah, sir, what you're doing on our platform, we regard as domestic terrorism.
I'm like, bitch, I've been doing that.
And softcore pornography. Yeah.
I've been doing that too. Next question.
What you see as entertainment, we see as a threat to democracy. You gotta
like how
chill out.
This entire episode, I've just been eating popcorn. I've been shoveling it in.
You're an animal. This is I don't know if we could post this one either because it's gonna sound horrific.
This is great.
No,
this is just domestic terrorism on our listeners' ears.
Yeah.
I'm sick as fuck. I've been coughing my lungs out, and I'm also eating popcorn.
Yeah, this is the worst.
I think I'm
going
to call out of work today.
Right. We're just going to play video games all day. I mean, if we can't relax and chill out when we're sick, I don't know what. I don't want to. I don't know if I want to be on the planet anymore.
I don't know if I want to be an adult anymore. Even though I've been an adult for fucking how many years?
Yeah.
And I still feel 16.
We really are fucked. I mean, we really are. This is where it gets real self-reflective. We're basically in high school still.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just eat really loudly into the mic.
God. I've never been more embarrassed to be on a show.
What do you mean? This is our job. This is work, David.
This is work. You know, usually people...
Okay, I'm done with the popcorn.
Interesting.
It's like hurting
my throat. Popcorn's addictive. It's hard to stop.
It is, but it's like hurting my throat.
It's like
now.
How much do you think that bag weighs? I don't even know if it's... It's literally like
I don't know.
The bag is the size of a pillow.
Yeah, it's literally the size of my pillow.
Yeah, it's like it's the size of a pillow. It was like a $5 bag of popcorn. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was bullshit. I bought it, and it rung up as like $10. I was like, excuse me, it says $5 over there. And he's like, oh, let me fix that. And he finally did. And I was like,
yeah, and they still kind of fucked you a little bit. He did $5.99.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, you're such a cocksucker for this company.
Yeah, I was glad because we kind of just bought it sporadically. I'm kind of glad it wasn't kettle corn.
Yeah, no, your fat ass was like, oh my God, popcorn. And you grabbed the bag and held it up to me like a child. And I'm fucking sicker than a dog. And you look at me with this fucking spark of joy in your eyes. And I tell you, no, I'm not fucking buying the popcorn.
But Dan, I want the popcorn. It looked good.
No, I thought it was funny and I bought it.
Yeah,
I just bought it. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. I knew you wanted to be fat. You wanted me to be fat with you.
Yeah, I wanted to be a big bitch.
You kept busting my balls for not going with you.
Yeah, I was like, come on, retard, get in the car.
You ate all those Oreos, too.
I did.
I didn't get a single one. You ate the whole thing.
Fuck. Yeah, no, I ate that entire thing of Oreos, and now I regret it.
You regret it.
Sorry, my fucking...
Yeah, your fucking cheeks are out.
My ass just fell out. Okay.
Oh, I literally had to look at the ceiling for that one.
Yeah.
Jesus
what,
Christ.
You don't like what you see?
Your fucking hairy
You don't
butt
like
cheeks.
What you see?
Your hairy ass butt cheeks? No, not really.
You don't like what you see?
Not really.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from.
Yeah. Dude, our friend texted me. Our friend texted me, and he's like,
ew. Yeah,
I, it sounded like an advertisement. He texted me. He's like, he sent me a picture. Damn, I'm like fucking spacing out. I'm sorry.
Wake up, dude. You need some drugs.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I traded in my phone and got a new Pixel 8 for free when I switched to Verizon. Like, unprompted. I'm like, what the fuck? You just, it sounded like you got paid
okay,
to send
Okay, we're going
that.
Back to advertisements. They work. Because if people are talking to you that way, they're talking to you like an advertisement.
It literally.
It works.
Yeah. Does it?
That's how it works.
Yeah, I get, word of mouth is a better advertisement than anything they could pay for, to be honest.
Yeah.
And. Like, he literally, I'll pull the text out right, fuck, oh, I don't have my phone. He was literally like, yeah, no, I traded my old phone for a new one when I switched to Verizon. And he's like, look how good the camera is. And, like, sent me a picture of him welding. I'm like, what? Bitch, how much they pay you? You're trying to get me to switch.
Yeah, he's getting paid to fucking advertise this phone.
Right.
God, I can't open shit right now. I'm like
those
retarded.
Those are notoriously hard, the Dayquils.
This sucks, dude. These fucking Dayquil, like, capsule packages.
Yeah, I wonder if they're literally just filled with regular-ass Dayquil.
Yeah, they are.
Or is it concentrated?
No, it's just regular-ass Dayquil. It's like a regular-ass dose of Dayquil.
If that's a serving of Dayquil, I'm fucked. Because there have been many times where I drank half the fucking bottle.
Yeah, no. I used to drink that shit. I used to have like a tap, like a keg tap in my fucking house.
Right.
Just NyQuil.
Just NyQuil.
Yeah, I just sit at the dinner table and drink my NyQuil and eat my Little Caesars.
God damn, Americana, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
No, I used to go hard on the DayQuil.
Yeah, DayQuil rocks.
It does. I was surprised. That's the only thing that saves me when I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm surprised how good I felt taking it, because I didn't realize it gave you like a fucking, like, energy boost. It like woke my ass up.
Yeah, it's got.
I literally looked it up. I was like trying. I was like, dude, does it have caffeine? What's going on here?
Liver warning.
That's when you know it's the good shit.
Severe liver damage may occur if you take more than 8 liquid caps in 24 hours. Awesome. Mm. 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day while using this product. Cool.
Yeah. I mean,
who gives a shit? Anyways,
you know, DayQuil rocks.
You looked it up and it said that it's got like methamphetamine in it.
Yeah, something like that. It's some amphetamine. It's like a light stimulant or some bullshit. But it kicked my ass a little bit. It was nice. Kicked my ass into high gear.
Yeah.
Speaking of kicking your ass in high gear, my car doesn't do it. And it's fucking me.
Your car is taking
shit again. 70. I'd be going like 70 on the interstate. I had some earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them in the car.
I haven't had shit today. I've just been fucking laying here on the couch in a coma. But your car sucks.
Yeah. It was literally like at 5K RPM the whole way there. I was like, this is not good. But I think it's the transmission trying not to fuck itself, but doing that anyway.
Speaking of transmission.
Oh, no. A transgender intermission?
No, you've transmitted a horrible disease to me, and now
that's
I'm
not
sick.
True, you fucking Indian bastard.
The fucking Chinese virus that everybody's talking about, has been talking about for fucking 4 years now.
Mm.
You did this to me.
I can't believe it, dude.
You're the super spreader.
I literally can't believe it. I'm never sick, ever.
You did this.
I'm never sick.
Your disease over here to my house. Infected the whole neighborhood.
Last thing I knew, you know what's funny is you'll bust my balls for never hanging out with anybody, and then when you, who's addicted to hanging out with people, get sick, you blame me.
Yeah, because you're never hanging out with anybody.
I'm the hermit,
and you're sick,
you have an unhealthy addiction to people.
Listen, I don't have an unhealthy addiction to people. I just don't like being alone.
You just,
there's a difference. If I had an unhealthy addiction to people, I'd be having sex with all of them.
You do.
That's not true. We don't talk about my sex life. Next question, Your Honor.
You do fuck everybody.
Your Honor, next question.
Hey, I didn't mean fuck as in sexual.
Your Honor.
Just fuck everybody.
Your Honor.
Yeah, all
next
right.
question. Mm. Yeah, my manager asked me to do something, and I that was at like, it was 6 hours ago, so that was at
what the fuck?
5 in the morning.
Wow.
I was awake at 5 in the morning, and then I went to bed. I was like, fuck this, and I just rolled over on the couch. And
yeah, why is she texting you at 5? Was it a booty call?
Payroll shit or something.
Oh, why was she, wait, is that late or early for her?
I don't know.
God, your line of work sucks. Is it late or early?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I honestly don't know.
What's funny about that is that sounds bad both ways.
I probably should like shoot off that email or whatever and fucking let her deal with the rest of that bullshit. And then
yeah.
Go from there.
Yeah. I mean, how funny is that, though? Like, if that's late or early, that both sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really am not just... I wish I was back on the night shift. I'm really not a morning person.
Yeah, no, I don't like working in the morning.
I mean, getting up at like 7, what the fuck?
I can't do it.
Ugh.
I wish I could like enjoy the mornings and like the daytime and shit. I can't.
No.
I'm such a fucking night person.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, we enjoyed more mornings together when we were on the night shift because we just stay up.
We were holding hands and kissing.
Yeah, it was
when we were gay.
When we were gay.
When we were gay.
It was very sweet and endearing.
Back in college.
We would like.
But it's different now. I've graduated college. I got my degree, and
yeah,
now I'm a straight heterosexual man,
mm-hmm.
and I love my wife and I love my kids.
Yeah, the first person who went to college and became straight.
Yeah.
It was
just college day shit.
Right.
You know, you remember Ramona Flowers? She had that one ex, the girl.
The one ex?
She had seven of them, but yes, she had the one that was the girl. She was different because, you know, that was her college days.
Let's talk about Ramona Flowers for a second, because she's a fucking hoe that gets around.
Yeah.
It is, like, it's such a weird, like, concept for a movie, because it is kind of, like, immediately sexist. But it's still tight as fuck.
What, how Ramona Flowers is pretty much a hoe.
She's a hoe.
And then, like...
She's an American hoe.
And then can finally be like, okay, I'm settling down or whatever.
Right.
But then,
like... Do you
like,
know what I mean? Yeah. It does kind of feel sexist, but they do it, like, tastefully somehow.
I guess so.
I mean, I don't think it's a problem, but it's just kind of interesting.
I'm just going to let you go on with this, because I'm not following very...
No, it's okay. Because, like... I mean, like, the first fucking, like, 10 seconds of the show and or movie, they, like, almost fuck. They almost fuck. It was, like, the whole purpose of her character is just to be hot and swooned over.
Yeah.
The only thing that, like, connects her to the story is that she had relationships in the past, like, a shit ton, fucked everybody, and to, like, earn the right to be her boyfriend, you gotta, like, kick all their asses and deal with all her shit. And then they like, yeah, they do just settle down at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta wrangle the hoes. You gotta wrangle them in. Deal with other problems just to be able to fuck them. See, it's a special kind of movie because it's sexist on both sides.
It's a special kind of movie because...
I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but it does kind of feel a little sexist there, right? A little bit. It's a bit demeaning. That's what it is. It's a bit demeaning.
How so? Elaborate. I need to elaborate.
Christ. Because if it wasn't for her, like, also sometimes fighting, it would just be like, yeah, I fucked a lot of people, deal with it, and then we can fuck.
I mean, isn't that just how every relationship with a hoe works? Like, yeah, I fucked a lot of people. Deal with it, and then we can fuck.
But let me ask you
That's how it's always worked for me. It's always been like, yeah, I fucked a lot of people. You want to hear me tell 17 different stories about, like, 4 different exes? Yeah, I can do that. Am I going to have good memories with you? No.
Let me ask you this, though.
But you can hit it, and then, like, I'll move on with my life, and you'll be another one to the roster.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you not sexist?
Define sexist.
Now we're just going nowhere. Sexist is having sex with Ramona Flowers. That's what I'm saying.
Then yes.
You can't just...
If that's the definition of being sexist, then yes.
You can't put a hot nickel ball on a pussy without being sexist anymore.
Listen, I'm tired of dating all these Ramona Flowers. It's my turn to be Ramona Flowers. Where's my Scott Pilgrim?
That's disgusting. He's a worm.
Yeah, Michael Cera is a worm.
He's a little worm guy.
He's a little fucking worm, dude. He's a little worm man. But that's all right. He's kind of fucking whatever.
Yeah, wait. Is who is the fucking act, like, the big time actor, the big buff actor in that?
Oh,
movie?
Was
he also Canadian?
Yes.
Or was he an American actor? Oh, shit. Okay, because she dated a bunch of people in America and then moved to Canada for a better life and then sucks off some twink Canadian cock. Most of her exes are American.
I don't remember. Honestly, that's a plot point I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I feel like most of them are Americans. But then why the fuck are they in Toronto?
Because they're in, like, the New York-Toronto area.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think most of them are Americans. But, yeah, like, fucking Scott Pilgrim's, like, the only Canadian. I love how what the fuck is his name? I like how Captain America is in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
And he's also the voice actor. That kind of rocks. And he's like some big buff dude but can still skate. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's the most unbelievable part of the whole fucking movie.
He can fucking skate.
Yeah. Is that his knuckles are scraping the ground yeah. on a skateboard and he still rocks at it.
Yeah, I don't skate no more.
Yeah,
I'm you're all too hurt. Washed up.
You're too hurt, dude.
Yeah, I'm too old.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Dude, I had this coworker in Phoenix, and not only did he had like four teeth in his mouth, but it was symmetrical. Like, all of his molars were gone. He was an ex-skater. Dude, are you falling asleep?
What? No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just watching the TV. Dude, I'm just looking at the like TV. I'm looking at this like piece of art on the TV. It's hypnotizing me.
It is kind of nice.
Dayquil's kicking in. I'm getting high.
Dayquil's kicking in.
I'm getting high now. Dude,
I literally thought you fell asleep. That'd be sick.
No, you've done that like twice today. I've just been looking at the TV and you're like, damn, you fell asleep? I'm like, no. And you're like, oh, shit.
I can't see. It looks like your eyes are completely closed. Your mouth is agape and your eyes are closed.
Yeah, I'm being a mouth breather.
Yeah, you're like dying.
My sinuses are fucked up right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, this is a decent story I got. I had a coworker in Phoenix and he had four teeth in his mouth. Ex-skater because he like hurt his knees.
Yeah.
And he's in a band too. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he rocks.
Dude, he fucking rocked. He had the little fucking tech decks. He's like, yeah, dude, I just love skating, but I can't do it anymore. So I got these fucking tech decks. He'd like do it around the shop. He's like a blacksmith and a CNC machine. He fucking rocked.
That's awesome.
And this is where it gets even cooler though, because he had a band. And I guess he had like a Facebook group relating to the band, like when they do events and shit. And some like legitimate pedophile on Facebook was like spamming their shit with like horrific links and pictures
what
and
the
like
fuck?
Really creepy
what
shit.
The fuck?
And then he was like, no, we're going to deal with this guy. We're going to deal with this guy. And he was like telling me about it. He's like, oh, I got connections. We're going to go fuck him up.
So they killed this guy.
I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean? One, what do you mean you have connections? And two, what do you mean you're gonna do? I didn't ask too many questions.
Oh, I would have been asking all sorts of questions. I was like, you're gonna kill this guy? Because that'd be funny.
I don't think they killed him, but I think he's like, yeah, no, I've got people that are good at like networking and shit, and they know. They just texted me, letting me know where he is.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And he's in the Phoenix area. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm pretty sure they beat his fucking ass. Like him and his like yeah. squad of goons yeah. just like, literally went over and beat his fucking ass. And then like he looked a little hurt too when he came back to work after the weekend. Like this was like a weekend thing for him. He's like, fuck it, let's go beat this pedophile's ass.
he's just like a vigilante that goes out and beats pedophiles or something.
Dude, I'm like, this guy's tight as fuck. He's cool.
That is pretty awesome. He just like beat some fucking dude's ass
and honestly,
came back to work.
Yeah. I wouldn't have believed it if it wasn't coming from his mouth. Cause he looked like, dude, he had like the biggest shitbox van too. Oh. This was literally you. I was literally working with you in Phoenix.
Oh my God.
It was kind of tight. He had the biggest like shitbox van and he did it as like a cover. He's like, I don't know what the fuck the cover was. He's like, yeah, no one wants to rob you if your car looks like shit.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I'm like, this
no one wants to rob
so
you if your car looks like
true.
Shit. If you're driving a fucking Lamborghini in the middle of, like, downtown Phoenix, of course it's going to get broken into or something.
Right. I mean, he lived in Tempe. It was nice. Yeah. But, like, still. He probably had the worst car in Tempe.
But if you're driving around in a fucking, like, beat-up old fucking, like, Ford Eco line, no one's going to give a shit.
No, no one's going to give a shit. No one's going to try to rob that.
They might think there's tools or something in there that they could steal and sell later.
Yeah. Probably because he stole that van.
Yeah.
No one's going to steal that.
No one's going to steal a stolen van, except the guys that I stole it from.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that guy was awesome. The two coworkers I had there, they had, like, opposite names. Like, they looked like each other's names. It was weird. One of them had kind of like a trashy white boy name, and the other one was more posh. And it was flipped. Because one of the fuckers was listening to NPR on the radio, like, out loud.
What the fuck?
And then the other one, like, while the CNC's working, he's, like, doing tricks with the tech deck on the CNC machine. Like, what the he's fuck are skating. Your names?
He's just playing fucking Tony Hawk's fucking pro skater in his mind.
I mean, one of their names was, I'm not going to say the names, but these are, like, the equivalent. Like, the guy with four teeth in his mouth had a name, like, you know, like Derek. Like Ezekiel or something. Uh-huh. And then like the posh uptight one had a name like what the fuck? What's like a skater dude? Like a,
I mean, you just said like a couple skater names, I feel.
Yeah. I don't know. Like a Tyler. You know what I mean? Like the posh one's name was like Tyler. And the other one was like, you know, Dr. Cornelius. He's got a tech deck.
Sir Bradbury the Third.
Yeah, I was like, some crazy.
It is I, Sir Bradbury the Third. I'm listening to NPR out loud in the shop.
Right. No, it was opposite, though. The other, like, the guy who's like, oh, my name's fucking Dr. Cranberry, and I just kicked a pedophile's ass.
It's me, Sir Bradbury the Third. I'm about to do a kickflip in the middle of the yard.
And then, hey, my name's Tyler. I'm listening to NPR.
Hey, it's what's going on, man? It's me, Tyler.
Damn. I really fucked those guys over. My roommate
gives a shit. Dude?
No, I know. But my roommate sent me like a positive COVID test that he had, and I sent that one to my boss, claiming it was mine. It got the fucking week off.
You're such a piece of shit.
Oh, I never came in.
I haven't done anything that bad in a while.
That is funny though.
Yeah. I think one of the worst things I did, like, to a job was, I've told you this story before, but I was working in that restaurant. I'm not going to say where, because he might come after me, this guy. But I was working in a restaurant, and I was a dishwasher, and I was, like, in the dish pit one day, and the fucking, one of the, because I worked nights. I was the night dishwasher or whatever. But one of the day shift cooks comes in, and he like came in with like his own like 3-piece knife set. And it was like one of those shitty like fucking oil slick looking like cuisine art fucking
right.
3-piece sets.
Cuisine art.
Yeah, kid cuisine. Yeah. Yeah. With that fucking penguin.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so this fucking penguin, like, he leaves his knife set back there after he fucking treats me like shit. Like, he's just like yelling at me about like shit being dirty and fucking like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I don't know, I just got here. But he pissed me off so bad that I fucking like, I took his knife set and I took it against the fucking like metal counter. And I dulled all the knives and put them back. I quit that day too.
That's, I just like walked so out. So fucking funny.
I just left or whatever.
Oh, dulled his fucking knives.
Yeah, I dulled the shit out of his knives.
God, that must have been nails on a chalkboard. Dulling them.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't give a fuck. I had earbuds in.
Right, yeah. You wore good PPE before you fucking blasted.
Yeah, dude, and then another story I have from that fucking restaurant. Oh, my God. Fucking, I was, like, working in the dish pit. My friend that got me the job was, like, teaching a new line cook how to do shit. And then all I hear is this loud fucking crash and bang. I was like, what the fuck? And, like, my friend's like, hey, dude, can you come over here real quick? And I come around the corner and fucking, like, look down the line. My friend is standing in front of this kid who had collapsed, hit his head on the fucking, like, counter. And, like, burnt his hand on the flat top.
What?
Yeah.
And it's like then Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and then he was having, like, a fucking, like, seizure.
Oh, my God.
He, like, fucked himself up and was having a seizure.
Oh, shit. And then, like, shit.
They called the ambulance or whatever.
God damn.
And he disappeared for, like, a week. And then he came back. And then, like, when he came back, though, he was, like, noticeably different or whatever, and like it looked like he got into a fight or something.
Oh my god.
And then like, yeah, so, it was like on top of him being like fucked up from like burning his hand and like also hitting his head, like he looked like he got into a fight. But he came in and was like, I don't know. He was like, he looked like he was on something. And he kept fucking shit up. And then, like, they were just like, they sent him home or whatever. But he left for, like, the entire shift and then came back. And, like, he was fucked up. And I guess, like, one of the waitresses or whatever was, like, noticed his arm and, like, he had, like, track marks and shit. So he was, like, on heroin or something. So that explains him fucking, like, being, like, collapsing on the line and shit. But, like, that shit was so funny. I come around the line and, like, my friend's just like, yeah, I don't know what to do. This guy's, like, spurking out.
Yeah, he's like,
he's just having a fucking seizure. He's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck this retard's doing.
Yeah. Oh, guy's just fucking absolutely dying
on
the floor.
Yeah, I don't know what this fucking retard's doing. Like,
God, what an ape.
What do I do?
What an ape. What do I do? What do you mean, what do you do?
I'm like, what? Fucking make sure he's not choking on his tongue, dumbass.
Dude, he's gonna die, you fucking asshole. Gotta stop spilling gravy on his ass. Yeah. Okay, I thought you meant like he had a seizure, burnt his hand, and then in the hospital he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna start doing heroin.
Yeah, life's no, he's bad. Like, fuck it. In the hospital, that's where he made the decision.
Yeah.
No, I think he was like, he had like some sort of medical issue, and then like, but he was also like doing heroin at the same time.
Oh my
or something.
God.
He was like having withdrawals or something that day, but.
Yeah. See, all these fucking pussies doing self-medication with weed and alcohol.
Come on. Do some self-medication with some heroin.
Yeah.
This is a pro. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a pro heroin podcast.
This is a pro heroin podcast.
And we've thought about doing it.
And I've done it. And you know what? My opinion stands.
It was funny.
I'm a pro heroin podcast.
If this was the first time meeting you, I'd believe your ass. Like, yeah. God damn, dude, you've done heroin for realsies? For realsies?
For reals? You look like it.
Yeah.
You look like the kind of guy that would.
You look like heroin.
Hey, listen. You look like the kind of guy that would. Now, moving into our first sponsor, heroin.com.
Heroin.com.
It's just like, if you want to get your fix off that sweet, sweet tar.
Yeah, no, you look like a heroin, the type that, you know, wears a G-string.
Yeah.
And is in a suit of armor.
Hold on. Okay, you need to carry this while I text my fucking manager real quick. So
interesting.
I can get paid.
Yeah, no, I got you. Don't worry, I had tons of shit loaded in the chamber. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's crazy, dude. That's the craziest story I've ever heard you tell me. Continue.
Oh my god. Did we already talk about my fucking roommate in the Chronicles of the Oven? I don't think, cause okay, when I came home one day and the oven was open and still hot. Like, she turned it off, the oven was open.
Oh yeah, you told me this.
And I'm like, dude, why is it on? It's like hot in here. What's going on? She's like, it was getting hot in the house, so I decided to air out the oven. So I opened it. Which absolutely blew my mind. I like couldn't even be mad at her, despite how retarded it was, because I was just so flabbergasted. And then I wake up this morning, she's soaking all of the fucking flat top, or like all of the, not the gridirons, the fucking stovetop. She's soaking all this electric stovetop shit in the sink. Just let it soak there. The water's black. I'm just so confused. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's retarded. I've never soaked the coils of my fucking oven.
Yeah.
Absolutely
fucking bizarre.
Like,
because they're
think,
like there's electrical components.
Them.
Yeah. Dude, if she breaks the oven, I'm going to be fucking so sad. Yeah, she came home with, like, a giant fucking, like, toaster oven air fryer thing. She's like, oh, look at it. It's got French doors. I'm like, bitch, the doors in the house don't work. You got holes in my door.
Yeah, you got holes in my... Listen, bitch. you got holes in my door and you can't, you buying new doors?
You're buying new doors?
Bitch, listen, you're buying new doors for other shit and you got
holes in my door, but the toaster oven has fucking French listen, doors. Listen, bitch.
We gonna have some problems if you ain't gonna fix my door. If you buying doors for other shit in this house and my door's all fucked up because of your ass, gonna have some problems. We're gonna have some big problems.
That's a problem for me.
We're gonna have some big old problems.
You know, I can't shit on my roommate too hard. I didn't pay the electric bill this month, so.
Yeah, but what has she paid?
It was like a $200 electric bill. I need to pay her next time I get paid.
But dude. Yeah, what has she done? Boiled dog shit on the stove and made the whole house smell like a fairy's ass.
She put, yeah, right. That was confusing. I'm like, dude, what got nuked in here? I guess it's supposed to smell good. I look in the pot, it's black, and there's like cinnamon and sage in it. I'm like, this doesn't look
she's like
edible.
Boiling potions in the fucking kitchen. She's making concoctions and like she's doing like wizard shit.
Yeah.
And the house smells like fucking ass.
Really bad.
It smells horrible. You need to like take her rights away.
Dude, she needs to be institutionalized.
She needs to be put in a fucking cell somewhere. She cannot fucking handle like being an adult. Like she's gonna be like one of those old people that like die in a fire because like, they forgot to put their cigarette out or something, or like they forgot to like unplug the microwave.
That or like
this, one of the safest appliances.
She let
in the world.
Sage burn in the toilet or like the toilet trash can for too long.
She forgot to unplug the fucking the life alert.
Every time I come home, the place just smells like foreign. It just smells like weird. Like
listen,
I've never
dude,
smelled
listen.
That before.
If we were roommates again, you would fucking straight up know that that house would smell like cigarettes and feet. And that's something you're comfortable with. That's a smell you can understand.
I can come
feels
home.
Familiar with.
It smells like dirty balls.
Not all this forest fairy crap. Dude,
I don't even know what the smells were. She like put peppermint and chocolate and fucking sage in there. I'm like, she's like, it's supposed to clean out like the energy of the house. I'm like, it smells
whatever,
like
bitch.
Shit. I mean, it just smells weird every time I come home. It's not my fault. I don't do anything bad.
It's not your fault.
My room usually
and
smells neutral.
Speaking of that, we're at the fucking hour mark.
Interesting. Wait, real quick, though. Nah, never mind. It would have been funnier if it was a natural progression. I'm just laughing, thinking about, like, her putting all the stovetop shit
in the fucking sink and letting it boil.
No. What if she put it, tried to, like, boil it?
Oh,
the
she
stove,
probably
it's
like
gone.
She probably could.
Like it's removed.
I could see
in
her
a
doing
pot,
that.
And she's cooking the equipment with it.
Yeah. All right, I'm ending it.
All right,
I'm
later,
killing
guys.
Myself, by the way.